The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary taste with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago. Let's go to today's Hey, I Was Wondering, which Taylor sent to us. Hey, Eric, I was wondering if we can have Melissa learn a Jennifer Lopez or Shakira song for the Super Bowl halftime show this year, since she did so well with Maroon 5 last year.
Oh, no.
Then she can sing it on the Friday before the Super Bowl. Thanks. Just wondering, Taylor. I think that's an excellent idea, Taylor.
What?
I think that's an excellent idea. As the singer on the show, who's a big, huge fan of everybody and knows all the lyrics to everything, Melissa, if you had your choice of Shakira, a little Hips Don't Lie, or J-Lo, Waiting for Tonight.
Those are the two
you have a preference?
Songs, I'd rather learn that Shakira song.
All right. So here's your job. Here's your assignment between now and the Friday before the Super Bowl. You got a week from tomorrow.
Okay. The whole song, huh?
Well, you know, yeah. You should know, Shakira says about 9 words in this song.
Yeah.
And Whip will handle this guy's part.
There you go.
Whip's got that part done. See, he's already got it.
Yeah.
All right, so by a week from tomorrow, Melissa will debut her performance of Shakira's Hips Don't Lie.
I can't sing.
In honor of the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl halftime show with Shakira and Jennifer Lopez, as requested by Taylor, 530 Club member.
You got an issue with you.
Don't take it up with me. Take it up with Taylor from the 530 Club. I'm just the vehicle by which she makes the request, the conduit. That's it.
Well, thanks for being
that. Yeah, yeah. All right.
Killer.
We let you select.
That's true.
You went Shakira over J-Lo, who's, you know, J-Lo the featured performer.
I know, but I like, if those were the two songs to choose from, then I was picking the Shakira song.
Yeah, that's fine. I think it'll be a great performance. I can't wait.
Yeah, right. I can't.
Violetta, don't let me forget this.
Oh, okay.
Swanee, put that down. Don't let me forget.
Next Friday,
a featured performance. And you know what? Maybe we'll build stage. And we'll run video. Mel D will run video of Melissa's Hips Don't Lie Shakira performance.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Where she'll
wiggle her hips as a part of it.
By La La Calle.
Yeah. And Whip will just step in and do that one part and step out.
That's it.
That'd be great.
Yeah, kinda we like have that whole stage that we never
use. We do. Good idea. We've got the stage in the lobby. I can play it really loud, and you can turn it up in the lobby, and then we can get a whole performance. Your good friend Mel B coming up with an idea.
This is getting, like, ridiculous.
This is going to be great.
I think it's going to be great.
Oh, don't miss a second of this. I can't wait.
Do you guys can do the dance moves?
I can't wait. No, you should take that up with Mel D. She wants you on the stage for the whole staff.
Yeah.
We'll make an announcement for the whole staff to come down. We'll fill the lobby.
That'd be great.
Maybe we'll have listeners come up and fill the lobby.
I'm not showing up that day.
Yeah.
I'm not showing up.
Yeah, you are. Friday is the only day that you're not supposed to call in sick. More on that coming up, too. It's the least of the 5 days that you can get away with calling in sick. All right. And in true Melissa fashion, she's already calling in sick, not for tomorrow Friday, the following Friday.
Right.
Well, she may have coronavirus by then.
Oh, no. Julie. I needed Julie. What happened to Julie?
Who's messing with us?
We literally had, I think something's going on.
That was strange.
Because we had like 9 people on hold. Now there's 2.
Oh, no.
And then you've got ringing in your ear.
Did we get a surge?
It sounds like it.
We got a reboot.
Yeah, seriously.
Where'd Julie go? She was going to bring gummies to the party.
Ooh, weed gummies?
No, just regular gummies.
Oh.
Just regular ones.
Just checking.
Yeah.
She's going to be the
That'd be
of the
boring
party.
If just showed up with regular
Well, you know what's
gummies.
Fun? To mix them all up so you don't know what's what.
Like you walk in and you go, hey, I brought gummies. Or it's like, whoa, where'd you get those? Which dispensary? They're like, no, I just got them at Jewel's. Regular gummies. Like,
yeah, they're on sale.
Yeah, with a dip.
What a huge letdown that is to your entire party.
Totally.
Oh, Julie's back.
Okay, good.
At number three, hold on. Got to get everything reset now. At number three, Rick. Hi, Rick.
A bucket of rib tips.
A bucket of rib tips.
Whoa. Where you get them from? Robinson rib tips?
Ooh. Famous Dave.
Famous Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go, rib tips. Number two, Judy, bring it to the Super Bowl party.
Chili jelly meatballs.
Chili jelly meatballs. I don't think I know those.
Chili sauce, grape jelly, a couple of tablespoons of butter, and meatballs.
Oh, man. It sounds like a strange concoction,
yeah.
But yet
delicious.
Something that would be delicious that you would underestimate. And finally, in at number one, to see it coming a mile away. Why'd you quit on me, Julie?
I got hung up on it, and I called right back.
See, yeah, we probably got a surge.
Yeah.
Got a surge. What would you bring?
Since it's new for 2020, I bring a pack of watermelon gummies from the dispensary.
There we go. Violetta thought you might bring the regular ones from Mariano's. Yeah. Which would be really boring, wouldn't it, Julie?
I don't know, but probably.
So you'd get them from the dispensary? You wouldn't get them from Patillo's down in South Pulaski?
Oh, sure, why not?
Yeah. And we're stealing dishwashers right now.
Oh, yeah.
Who does that?
Hide
Clumsy
kids,
burglar drops dishwasher in road in front of home. I can't believe it. They stole your what? All right, here we go. Hi, Alex. Hello.
I had a neighbor whose house was broken into and only their vacuums were stolen.
They stole the vacuums and nothing else.
Yep. Wow.
And what kind of house has multiple vacuums?
I don't know. They had one for the upstairs, one for the downstairs,
wow.
I guess.
But yeah, fancy rich people.
I'll be lugging that around.
Maybe they had a Dyson or something.
Hey, don't use the upstairs on the downstairs. Every level has its own vacuum. Follow the rules. They stole your what, Bridget?
Hi, they broke into our house. They stole some normal things, but then the next day, my mom went to go to work, and her work smock was missing, and I went to walk my dog, and his leash was gone.
They stole the dog leash and mom's work smock.
Yep, they
were,
did.
Yeah, they were animal-loving craft people who broke into your home.
They're like, by the way.
The detectives are like, all right, we know they love crafts, and we know they love animals.
Right.
That's a place to start in our investigation. Uh-huh. They stole your beloved what, Kelly?
From my office. I came into work over the weekend, and my beta fish was missing.
Somebody stole your fish.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that is so weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Swimmy the fish. Somebody stole it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay,
yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
You think he jumped out?
Well, I don't think our cleaning crew is that on point that they would have picked it up, so I'm pretty sure someone
like, took it. Was just the fish gone, or was the whole bowl gone?
Just the fish.
Just the fish.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay, that's even more weird.
That is very weird.
Yeah.
Is there a cat loose in the office?
Did you do an investigation?
I gave up and just got another one.
There you go. That's
right. Yeah, exactly.
They look the same.
Yeah. I would recommend the same on the previous call. Just get a new smock and a new leash. They stole your what, Kristen?
They broke into my garage full of tools and bikes and stole a tent and an ice cream maker.
Well, they were... They were planning a big week out at the Forest Preserve.
Yeah, they were.
We're going to need a tent and some ice cream.
I wonder if it was soft serve.
It might have been the same ones. Liz, they stole your what?
They sold all our meat out of our deep freezer in our garage.
They cleaned you out of all your meat. You open it up, there's nothing in there.
Right, there was nothing in there. It was all gone.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Looks like we're ordering pizza tonight.
Right.
All the meat is gone.
I mean, that's expensive.
It's always price-based.
Well, come on. I mean, that's
doesn't have anything to do with weird. All right, Melissa's like, all right, we're bringing it in. And it doesn't matter if it makes no sense whatsoever. If it's expensive, steal it.
That's almost making sense to
me. But Melissa, our secondhand meat market is not,
it's
not real profitable. We can't really go onto the dark web and unload a bunch of pork chops. I don't care. They cost a lot. Do it.
Well, stuff their own freezer. They can eat free for a while.
It's trending on Twitter with our good friend, social media director, Mel D. Hi, Mel D.
Hey, guys.
Are we all set?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, it's a miserable Thursday. Weather is terrible. Here's all the good news.
Yeah.
In at number three.
So TikTok needs your help because the search is on for a Harry Styles doppelganger working as a Starbucks barista. So this happened after a viral TikTok surfaced, and it was when a group of Harry Styles fans noticed that their local barista looked exactly like Harry Styles.
Cool.
So since TikTok users can be anywhere in the world, everybody is searching for this one barista, even offering money as a reward to see if they could find it. People do say that this guy does work in the U.S. He looks exactly like Harry Styles, so if you want to see the comparison, you can check out our Twitter at Eric Morning Mix.
I believe his name is Sean.
Yeah,
too.
Sean.
Sean.
Sean the barista.
I've been following the life and times of Sean / Harry Styles / TikTok. Yeah, I got a lot of time
Why
on my hands.
Is it hard
Trending
to
on him? Twitter, number two.
If you saw RIP Mr. Peanut on Twitter, it's probably because Planters said goodbye to Mr. Peanut, their mascot, when they released a memo on their Twitter saying that Mr. Peanut has passed away at 104 years old and that he'll be remembered for all of his nutty adventures. So this is all for a Super
Comedy.
Bowl commercial. Yeah, it's all for
Comedy.
A Super Bowl commercial push, and some other popular mascots on Twitter have jumped on, like Mr. Clean, saying that they're going to miss Mr. Peanut. But basically, yeah. Get ready for
What's
the
What's
going
to happen? It's weird, like Mr. Peanut plunging to his, his fiery death. Like Mr. Clean's going to get in a car crash. And it's weird.
Yeah, it's a good publicity stunt so far, though, because everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, it's a whole saga on Twitter, and it's kind of funny because the Super Bowl is basically, they're just promoting themselves for more attention on the Super Bowl ads. But yeah, everybody's saying they did something right because literally everybody saw RIP Mr. Peanut, thought something was up.
Yeah, and you know, Wesley Snipes in that.
He is.
Wesley Snipes
and some other guy.
Yeah. I can't remember the other actor. But
I can't either.
Wesley Snipes and a guy and Mr. Peanut holding on for dear life.
Yeah,
and
then Mr.
Peanut lets go so Wesley Snipes can live.
Right.
Because
right.
In the famous words, of Wesley Snipes, always bet on black.
we'll have a local follow-up on that Mr. Peanut thing coming up in the news in a second, too, by the way.
Pastor 57.
Oh, yeah.
See that
Wesley
movie?
No.
It's really old. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay, we constantly hear things about Netflix, sometimes good, sometimes bad, but they just set a record with Taylor Swift for her Miss Americana documentary. So this trailer that they have out has the most views that they've ever had within a span of 24 hours. So the new trailer for Taylor's documentary, it's called Miss Americana, comes out next Friday. You can see about a minute of it on the Netflix Twitter account, but the trailer's out. It's a look at Taylor Swift.
Well, if I only want to see about 10 seconds of
then
it.
You can just view it, see her, you know, very emotional, and then close out.
Okay.
But basically, it's a little look through of Taylor's career the past 10 years. It's going to be available next Friday on Netflix and in some select theaters if you don't have Netflix next week.
Now, do you, Melissa, do you really think the Taylor Swift story was actually trending on Twitter, or Mel D just forced the issue because it was a Taylor Swift story?
It was. Yeah.
Well, I know how much she does love Taylor.
That's rhetorical.
But, fine.
Hey, Eric, my girlfriend is back on the dating scene, and I was with her the other night as she was getting ready to go out on a date and saw something I haven't seen before, and I had to call her on it. When she gets ready and puts on her makeup, she climbs into the sink and sits in the sink to do her makeup.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
Whoa, hold on. You're saying yeah, and Violetta, you're nodding. So both of you feel as though this is normal behavior.
I've climbing
into the sink.
Yeah.
Well, you want to get
close to the mirror.
Yeah, you put your feet in the sink, and then you sit on the edge of the counter.
Do you do this?
I've done it more like sitting, you know, on the toilet with the lid down, not with the lid up.
You have a mirror right across from your toilet?
I do.
Well,
what the hell are you looking at?
I used to have that growing up.
Because that's the same
mirror.
You
sit close enough on your toilet to a mirror that you can put... What kind of bathroom do you have?
No, it's a mirror that I use.
Wait. Hi, excuse me. Real estate agent, as you search for my next property, all bathrooms have to be fully mirrored.
No. It's like a mirror that I use to like, tweeze my eyebrows so I don't have little
strays. On the toilet.
Yeah, I sit on the toilet to do it because it's relaxing. So then, you know, you can see close
up. Like, I've walked around the apartment. I have not seen this mirror.
I hadn't realized that.
However,
no.
My girlfriend sits on this.
Sits in the sink.
Well, she puts her feet in the sink.
Yeah. In the sink, feet in her. That's normal? I don't know what's going on with you people. Has a pre-date ritual. 312-233-1019. you sit in the sink with your feet in the sink and your face pressed up against the mirror to put your makeup on.
It's hard to get that eyeliner just
right.
You have your toilet area completely mirrored so that you can sit on the toilet and have your face 2 inches from a mirror while you're on the toilet in order to do your makeup. And I'm told that's normal.
Okay. You're not a girl. You don't know.
Thank God.
It takes a lot to get ready.
Takes a lot of brain damage. It's weird. That's weird.
No.
That is weird.
No, it's not.
312-233-1019. Anybody listening who has a pre-date ritual? You do any of these things? You have, before you go out, a particular drink you have to have? Yeah. A type of ritual you have to follow?
Do you put deodorant on your thighs?
You put deodorant on your thighs?
You can
if
put
you're
it.
Wearing
God, those... are women weird?
Well, because they, like, chafe off.
Your
if you sweat
chafe?
A lot, no.
Yeah, they touch.
Well, hers isn't a sweating issue, it's a chafing. You're the one with the sweaty legs.
I do have sweaty legs. I do.
This is never going to work. 312-233-1019. Please, please somebody help me. Please, just one of you.
Oh my gosh.
Please, I'm begging. Thank you. Oh, thank God. You, Gian. Or Giannina? Giannina?
Yes, Janina.
Janina.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Prior to a date, your pre-date ritual involves what?
Practicing my fake smile.
Practice your fake smile in the mirror.
Uh-huh.
Put that thing down.
Yes. Okay.
I get annoyed very easily, and my face likes to make its own expression, so I have to try and control that.
Maybe I should be doing that.
Yeah, you should. For sure.
There it is, right there. Meghan Markle thought curtsying or bowing was a ridiculous royal tradition, and according to sources close to her, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. She's like, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm tired of this. Every time I turn around, I'm doing a curtsy. I'm not even certain I'm doing it right.
Right. You know, there's a lot of rules.
What pushed you over the edge with their family? 312-233-1019. Look at that. I guessed right.
What?
I guessed right. Hey, John.
Good morning.
What pushed you over the edge?
Every time my brother comes in for a conference in Chicago, I would go down and spend the night in the same hotel with him. And the cousins would get wind of it, and they'd go, well, we want to go out and party with you guys. And so I'd say, do you have any money? And they're like, no, we don't have any money. And no.
Right. No. So push you over the edge. You're like, the cousins keep tagging along.
Right.
Just a second ago, I threw it out as a potential option. Look, it's true.
It's totally true.
Cousins keep tagging along. It pushes you over the edge. Hey, Allie.
Hey.
What pushed you over the edge?
My husband's family has this tradition. Every time someone gets back from a trip, it could be a weekend trip, week-long trip, you have to present a full PowerPoint video presentation on the trip that you went on.
What?
And all the details. This last one we hosted, like, you know, my sister-in-law's been to Africa. Like, that's cool. We'd love to see some pictures. But just post them on Facebook, you know?
Right.
But this last one we hosted, and my brother-in-law went to Texas for a weekend for a work trip. And we had 3 hours of video and photos.
You had to sit through his Texas work trip weekend videos?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's a Jason Bateman movie.
He visited all of it.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm not even in your family, but I'm willing to come to your next family gathering and put the foot down for you.
No kidding.
I'm gonna just call me.
Yeah, call us all.
I'll walk in and go, hi, I don't know any of you people, but this is unacceptable. What's going on right now? It's got to stop. Brittany.
Yes.
What pushed you over the edge?
So I received toilet bowl cleaner for Christmas because I enjoy to clean.
Ah.
For the record, I don't enjoy to clean. I clean because I have to clean.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So you don't even enjoy it.
The second you're given toilet bowl cleaner as a gift, that'll push you over the edge. Mm-hmm. Unless you're Melissa, because that's where you do all your best makeup, thinking, getting ready. As we learned earlier, Melissa likes to sit on the toilet and do her makeup because she's, I don't know, got a mirrored toilet.
No, I don't have a mirrored toilet. I have a mirror
in front of your toilet.
By the toilet.
Close enough.
Facing the toilet?
It's facing the toilet. Because I like to tweeze my eyebrows by myself.
Because you like to look at yourself when you go to the bathroom.
Ew. No. Ew.
All right, now you've just got to stop.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago.
Mix Morning Mindbender, 312-233-1019. If your ex wants to be blank, they're more than likely a psychopath. Ex wants to be what, Matt?
Teacher.
Teacher. No.
What?
But that is hilarious. Thank you, Matt. It's wrong, but you're right, Matt, in my book. Atta boy.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go with teacher, Eric. I love Matt.
Final answer.
Yeah. No, if your ex wants to be blank, they're more than likely a psychopath. Julia?
Friends?
Friends is exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah, says Melissa. Melissa will not be friends with anybody she's ever been friendly with or intimate with before.
It's very rare.
She prefers to keep that among strangers.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, come on. So you believe this then?
I mean, psychopath is a strong word. I feel I find it odd sometimes, you know, because the breakups can be kind of bad. And mm-hmm. Why would you want to continue to be friends? But some people do, and they work it out. What do you think?
You didn't really give me an answer there. So you believe this then? You went yes, no, maybe.
I mean, in most cases,
in your life,
it's a good
do you
idea.
Follow this policy? Do you believe that exes, your exes, and you should be friends?
For the most part, the one I stayed friends with was the ex Kentucky Fried Chicken guy.
Oh yeah, and did he ultimately turn out to be a psychopath?
No.
See, then maybe this isn't true.
No, he's a good guy.
Yeah,
really good guy.
Does he still own Kentucky Fried Chickens?
No. He's doing catering.
Oh, catering.
Yeah. Very good at it.
The next time your ex asks, hey, can we still be friends? You might want to be a little wary of that. In 2016, researchers from Oakland University found that people with the so-called dark triad personality traits, that sounds like something very Game
what
of Thrones.
It really does.
Very Game of Thrones-y. The dark triad personality traits like narcissism and psychopathy often keep their exes around for calculating self-serving purposes.
Yeah.
A desire for continued access, financial help, or need to still exert control over a former partner were among the key reasons for maintaining contact, especially for men, according to the study.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, suddenly just being friends takes you into the dark triad.
You don't want to be there.
I guess not. Yeah, the way it sounds. So we're going to keep it right here, as they say, because there needs to be a well-being check. Is that who? Is that who I think it is? Peanut.
My God, what's up?
You all right?
I'm alive.
All right.
Yay!
Peanut's alive. Peanut's alive.
I'm alive.
Oh, God.
Many of us had been petrified and scared yesterday with the RIP peanut that was tweeted out, and it turns out that you're not that peanut.
No, it's a different peanut. I happen to casually look at Twitter, and I was trying to figure out what was going on myself. Like, what the heck am I?
Right.
What is this? So Googling and all that, I'm like, oh, okay, it's the Mr. Peanut, the planner's guy, okay,
right.
Or the math guy.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I got it.
Right.
But I appreciate all the love and support that everyone showed me on Instagram or Twitter. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I'm very much alive. I think I even tweeted something like different peanut, like hashtag I'm still alive.
Gotcha.
That's exactly what you're
gentlemen, former Chicago Bear great, is alive and kicking and well. We can rest easy after yesterday's scare.
Whew. Yeah.
Wow.
It's 100% all. I'm, as the young kids say, I'm Gucci.
Yeah, you're so Gucci.
I'm all good. All good.
You should go eat some peanuts
you
now.
You should be on V-Lingo. You know, Violetta here does those kind of things, and maybe you could be a guest speaker with the Gucci line. That'd be good. I'd like that.
Yeah, I'm an urban dictionary kind of guy trying to figure out what the young kid. I just asked my daughter.
Gotcha.
I asked her, like, what does this mean? Gotcha. What is, okay.
Does
all
she
right,
like
I got
when you say you're Gucci?
Is that Tiana? Is she the one who tells you?
No, my oldest, Talia. She's the one that kind of keeps me up to date on some of the lingo.
Gotcha.
I'm the old guy now, and I try to use some of my terminology. She's like, Dad, that's like the 2000s. It's 2020, Dad. Nobody said that no more.
Pick it up on the
like, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
What are you doing today, Peanut? Anything good?
No, I just dropped my kids off at school. Gonna go back home, eat some breakfast, worked out this morning. Honey-do list.
Ah, living the good life.
Yeah, y'all know about that honey-do list.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, honey, go do this. Honey, go do that.
You know, it's funny you say that.
It works.
Because I actually, let me read you exactly what I have in front of me right now. You ready? Most women admit they use some honey to get their spouse to take care of the honey-do list. 84% of women say that they have used, you know, peanut, a little honey, to get their man to help out around the house. 84%.
Yeah, so it's working.
Yeah, but you have to do the to-do list first.
I see.
I do the to-do list first.
Yeah.
Then I get my honey.
Then you get your honey.
As you're getting your honey.
Nice and
all sweet. Right, well, we just wanted to appreciate the call. Just wanted to clarify. It was a well-being check just to make sure everything's all right.
Well,
we're glad to hear it.
I appreciate it, Chicago. I am safe.
You're the best.
Good.
You're the best. Thanks, Peanut.
All right, later.
See you, buddy.
That's nice.
I am relieved. I am relieved. Love that guy. Leonardo DiCaprio reportedly on Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the set started calling Brad Pitt lover. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, hey, it's between those two. None of my business. Good for them.
Yeah,
happy for them. I hope it works out.
Yeah.
I really do.
They support each other.
No one knows why. Even Leo's like, I don't know why I call you that. your confusing nickname, 312-233-1019. Hi, Amelia.
Hi.
You're not known as Amelia. You're known as?
T-Rex.
T-Rex. Why?
Because I have short arms.
Ah, you got the short little arms.
Oh,
sweet.
Oh, no.
Who gave you that one?
Well, my fiance, we were playing cornhole.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
Yeah, but I noticed he's like, man, your arms are really short.
Yeah. So he called me T-Rex.
T-Rex, I like it.
Okay.
What's that singer, the guy with the short arms? He's real short.
That's helpful.
Starts with a C.
CeeLo?
CeeLo!
Oh, wow.
He's got really short arms just like that.
Well, there you go.
I don't know. You got to look at
him. All right.
Hey, it's 8:59. Yeah. It's not 9 yet. You got to keep trying. Don't quit on me yet. Mary. Hello, Mary.
Hi.
Hi, your unfortunate nickname.
It carries over to my home as well. So my nickname from my ex was Meerkat.
Meerkat.
So, yeah, so it kind of is a play on the fact that everybody calls me Mare instead of Mary, and then he knows that I hate cats, so he started calling me Meerkat, and so then my home became Meerkat Manor.
A lot of layers to that.
That's kind of cute.
The joke
just keeps on giving.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can't beat it. Look at this one. Alex, your confusing nickname. Hi, confusing nickname.
My nickname is Twice Cut.
Twice Cut.
Yeah, I had to get recircumcised in high school, and then my buddies found out and decided to call me Twice Cut.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on, the high school second circumcision?
Wow.
Okay. That'll sting. That will sting. Yeah.
What was wrong with the first one?
It formed back together a little bit.
Oh.
So there was a little area
that had to cut. That's a Violetta question, not you.
Well, I just thought, you know.
Let me tell you exactly what it looks like, Rip.
I thought that was something you don't have to worry about once you get to be a baby.
Well, obviously it does. He went and got a second one.
That's what worries me.
What would be the reason you think he'd probably got a second one?
I actually
just
don't.
Just because he had so much fun the first time?
I actually just don't even know.
Jeez. Tell me more. Can you send me a picture on Facebook? Oh, my God.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary taste with America's #1 margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.